Hello, you are looking at an early work. These are untitled. These are not even part of the Scobot canon, other than I made them. So just an early work. Nothing really precious about these or anything. I don't even know what size this is. I guess I'll have to measure that before posting this information. What was kind of interesting about this one is there is a ton of layers on this, as I was just like going crazy with. I think there's oil pastels in here. I think there's acrylic paints. I think there's gesso in here. I think there's white. There's definitely a white colored pencil in there, and I think there's even some white paper pen. Maybe not in this one, but anyway, just a ton of stuff, and all on this all on this durable material known as newspaper. So I think I was just like in the mood of like, why don't I just do something on newspaper, you know, thinking that it might be interesting if the words came through. I didn't really want to do anything that was too literal as like a commentary on a particular, you know, whatever the newspaper was. So I think that's why ultimately I ended up completely obliterating the newspaper. I am surprised, literally I'm really shocked that it actually held up. Maybe people who deal with newsprint and newspaper are not shocked, but I was shocked because this was taped down to a board, and I did all sorts of stuff. You know, many layers of gesso. You know, it was quite wrinkly throughout the process, but it actually now holds up pretty good. The pictures are kind of washed out. I'll see if I can kind of bump up some of the color a little bit. It's a little more vibrant than these pictures are showing. There's a lot more kind of the golds and reds and stuff coming through. And anyway, so it came out okay. Once again, this is kind of more of a historical, that makes it sound so important, but it's really just kind of more of a part of the evolution of trying to figure out what I'm doing, or just, you know, getting through process. And you know, it's always just part of, I guess, what I'm developing is I'm just doing lots of layers and layers, and destroying stuff and erasing stuff. And actually, I don't even ever erase. I just cover it up. And if I really don't like something, I sand at it. So it becomes part of the history of the piece. So I kind of hopefully add some life to it. So yes, lots of things went in this. Nothing really about the composition. I usually do a lot of whenever I'm starting. So this, I didn't have a reference point. So this was one of those where I was just kind of creating it on the spot. And in a lot of my doodles and stuff, I do a lot of little squares and boxes, kind of the way you just kind of start. So I kind of did that. I did this whole background thing, which you can kind of see in the white, the little tiny squares that go on and on and on and on and on and on. And on. There's hundreds and probably 1,000 of them back there. And then I thought, well, let me do bigger squares on top of that. And once again, using my fine tools, this is a very primitive looking too, but you know, the important thing is you just kind of keep knocking them out. You don't stress too much about like, oh my God, you know, what's gonna happen with this? What am I doing with this piece? You just do it, move on to the next one. Who cares? So then you can look back at it and go, oh, you know, that's actually pretty cool. I didn't slave over it for, you know, months and months and months. Anyway, so that is the an early work there. Early work number one, I guess I'm calling it for reference, even though there's plenty of earlier works before this one. Anyway, that's that. All right, thanks for checking it out. Okay, bye.